Good afternoon and welcome to another edition of the Chad Hasty Show Afternoon Update. I am your host. My name, Chad Hasty. I appreciate you tuning in to today's edition of the podcast. Remember, you can listen to the Chad Hasty Show weekday mornings, 8:30 to 11 on News Talk 790 KFYO, online right here at KFYO.com. And of course, with the Radio Pup app as well, you can download it, take us wherever you may go on your iPhone or Android device. Obviously, the big story going forward nationally is the possible government shutdown, looking all but wrapped up that we will have a government shutdown. Probably won't last too long. Most likely it won't last too long. In fact, I doubt that it actually even lasts until Friday. I still think there is a slight chance they could hammer out a deal sometime tonight or early tomorrow morning. But still, House Republicans, they are standing tall on their demand that they basically have a one-year delay in Obamacare. Harry Reid saying, no, I don't think so. Harry Reid likes to talk a lot about the House being a bully. And if you allow the House to get their way, or if you allow the bully to get their way, if you allow them to slap you around 2, 3, 4 times, and they'll just slap you around again 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 times. You know, when I look at Harry Reid, I look at someone who obviously, well, he knows a lot about being bullied. I mean, come on, look at the guy. You're telling me he never got bullied in high school or in middle school? He probably still gets a bully every now and then. I bet Nancy Pelosi actually bullies Harry Reid. You just look at him, you know, he's a beaten down man who was always getting picked on in school. Maybe that's why he doesn't like John Boehner. John Boehner doesn't seem like he always got picked on. Maybe Harry Reid did. Maybe that's part of it. I'm not real sure. I'm not a psychiatrist. I just know that something odd is going on with Harry Reid and bullies. Yeah, I do think a deal will be hammered out soon. I don't think you're going to see this shutdown last 3 weeks, like the last government shutdown. Still would not surprise me again if they came to some type of an agreement tonight, maybe a little bit after midnight, if they came to an agreement. That's what Washington likes to do. They like to push it right to the brink, and then they come out with some type of an agreement that screws everybody. And I can see the House doing that. I can see the Senate absolutely doing that. And I can see Barack Obama loving to do that. The media will, of course, have Obama's back on this. That is something that Republicans are afraid of. That means Republicans need to get out in front of the story and start talking about this. Most people will see absolutely no disruption in their life if there is a government shutdown. Again, though, those that do, you won't see a government shutdown last very long. The other big news out there, at least for the state of Texas, is abortion Barbie Wendy Davis. She will be running for governor. She will make the announcement on Thursday. She spoke in Austin. She said that she can absolutely see a broader conversation in Texas about whether people, quote, just folks working every day, taking care of their kids, trying to make ends meet, whether they feel they're being heard in Texas. Davis, speaking at the annual Texas Tribune Festival, appeared several days before she's widely expected to announce her bid for the governorship. Anticipation for her speech coursed throughout the entire weekend-long conference held in Austin, while she received a standing ovation even before she began to speak. They love her down in Austin. Davis will square off, likely, with 2014 gubernatorial candidate Greg Abbott, well-funded conservative Republican who spoke the day before her. She made her national name this summer after mounting a lengthy filibuster that temporarily derailed restrictive abortion laws, which later passed. When asked how she would handle the abortion issue in a statewide race, Davis dismissed the idea that voters in deep red Texas are focused on the subject. Quote, those aren't things that Texans want to hear us talking about. That's right, Wendy. No one wants to hear you talk about abortion in Texas. That's something that's just funny. No one wants to hear you talk about that. She said instead that those are divisive issues. She says that people in Texas care about public education. Can their child go to college? Is there a path for their child's future? Is there a path to having a good job? And are they going to have adequate health care? Those are the things that really matter to people, according to Wendy Davis. Yeah, we'll see how long that goes before someone starts talking about abortion. Look, anything, the only thing people know about Wendy Davis is her stand on abortion. Once that is really discussed and other stuff starts coming out, I'm pretty sure the shine of Wendy Davis will start to wear out. Thanks for tuning in to the Chad Hastie Show Afternoon Update. By the way, tomorrow after the normal show, 8:30 to 11, I'll be heading down the hallway to our sister station, 1340 The Fan. From 11 to 1, I'll be hosting a sports show, Sportsline, on 1340 The Fan, our normal host. He's out of town, so I'll be going down there talking a little bit about sports. I have no idea exactly what I'm going to talk about. Probably a little Kansas football, a little Texas Tech football, and maybe we'll talk about the wussification of sports in America. Yeah, that seems like it'll be something fun to talk about. So tune in then on 1340 The Fan from 11 to 1 o'clock. You can swing by and say hello on the station during that time. All right, follow me on Twitter. We'll keep you up to date with everything that's going on with the looming shutdown and much more at Chad Hastie Radio. That's at Chad Hastie Radio on Twitter. We'll see you 8:30 to 11 on the Chad Hastie Show.